and then how hard you all are working. Inspired by your example. Benedict, you're here now? Okay. Welcome. I just realized that you were here and not alone. But before starting, let me point out to you, it's a great opportunity when you have a chance to sacrifice so much energy for Krishna to get something done. From the external point of view, it seems like it's inconvenient giving so much, working so hard, even inconveniencing your own body. But these are the things you look back on later in your devotional life. They're so sweet. These are the sweetest memories, the sweetest times for devotees. It says that when you're into it at that particular moment, Maya makes it seem like, oh, it's too much. But if you just surrender to it, you get such a taste you'll never forget. So you have to just learn to deal with the projections that Maya puts in your mind. Don't you want to groan and moan? Don't you want to take it out on your associate? It's too much. When's this going to end? Better you pray to Krishna instead of when is it going to end. It's like, when can I get into it? There's always time for rest. You always are able to find time for rest. Sometimes there are bursts of intensive periods of activity, but Krishna always takes care of his surrendered souls. So you should savor these opportunities you get, because by these opportunities you can go back to God. You can become firmly established in Krishna consciousness. I know you all think you're so young, you don't have to worry about going back to God because you have such a huge long life ahead. Many decades. You'll find out it's not like that. Your life goes like that. My mother, she's 76 now. She's telling me, when I look back, I just can't believe, where did my whole life go? Especially ladies, when they get into their family stage, you know, the children, and their whole life just goes in another direction. Well, many ladies, when they get into their mid-40s, they just have their midlife crisis, like, I gave my whole life to my children, now what about me? But they realize their life's passed. So, savor these opportunities for bhakti. Make them the memorable events of your life. Don't have a grudging attitude. One day I'll have my own home, my own prince or princess, and then everything will be fine. I'll be waited on. All my emotional needs will be noticed immediately. There'll be conversation ample. In my house, everything will go my way. Yes, in your house, everything will go your way. All the bills will go your way in your house. All the mortgage payments. Right, Andy? Is that out? All the bills go. Well, even when you were a single person, you know, still, you gotta pay your way. Yeah. It's really nice having your own place, paying for it. There's always something to be fixed. Take advantage of this time you have now. Put all your energies into devotional service. Prove to yourself you can do it. That's my point. Prove to yourself you can do it. You'll get such confidence in devotional life that once you prove to yourself you can do it, try to see what your capacity is. Everyone's capacity is always beyond what they think. I can't do any more. Am I my limit? You don't know. As long as you're chanting Hare Krishna properly and paying attention to your reading, you can do so much. The chanting and the reading give you such power. And don't think that if ever in your life you get everything apparently your way, then you're going to stop thinking about yourself. If I just have this and that and the other, then I would stop meditating on myself and I could focus on devotional service. Doesn't work like that. You have to stop it yourself voluntarily. So therefore this is a great period in your life for being able to check yourself, deal with yourself. If you can't do it now, you won't do it in the future. There's no automatic replacement for voluntary dealing with yourself. As I said yesterday, it's not that you change your ashram, you change your cloth, and now I'm dealt with. Now it'll all work for me. Whether you become sannyasi, grihastha, brahmachari, you know, now it'll work. I change ashrams, okay? My mind's controlled now. Forget it. You've got to deal with yourself. You've got to make that offering to Krishna, dealing with yourself. At some point, you've got to realize that. Normally, without bhakti, it takes many births. That's why Krishna says, Bahunam Jamanamante Jnanamamba Bhaktiva. After many births of this, the Jnanis finally get to the conclusion. So, that is my request of you. Give yourself a fair chance. Break out of this conditioning. Thank you. ye. Lord, pray me. Krishna, Krishna. Krishna, Krishna. Krishna, Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Got enough rest? which is this? This is the house phone, or is it? You don't have to answer it. They're all crucial emergency calls. Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda.
Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda.
Jai Advaita Chandra Jai Gaura Bhakta Vrinda.
Jai Advaita Chandra Jai Gaura Bhakta Vrinda.
Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda.
Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda.
Jai Advaita Chandra Jai Gaura Bhakta Vrinda.
Jai Advaita Chandra Jai Gaura Bhakta Vrinda.
So inspired by your Sankirtan spirit, I decided to read from Chaitanya Charitamrita about Govardhan Hill, as seen by Lord Chaitanya. It's my desire that you all get the mercy of Lord Chaitanya. And that will be the greatest addition to your life. Real love means to arrange that someone gets the mercy of Lord Chaitanya. So if you'll always give me that chance to show real love, then my life will be successful. And of course I know that nothing other than Lord Chaitanya's mercy will satisfy. We'll start with Anjalila chapter 14. The Lord's feelings of separation. Text 80. It's Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami speaking. Thus I have described the uncommon transformations of the body of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. When people hear about this, they are very much astonished. No one has witnessed such bodily changes elsewhere, nor has anyone read of them in the revealed scriptures. Yet Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the supreme sannyasi, exhibited these ecstatic symptoms. This is the glory of reading Chaitanya Charitamrita. More and more I realize that there's nothing like Chaitanya Charitamrita. It is me. Of course, all the Shastras, they're on the spiritual platform of perfection. There's nothing, still, within that perfection, Chaitanya Charitamrita is the most exquisite. Just like there's Vaikuntha, Loka Vrindavan, like that. It's all perfect. Especially in this age of Kali, it is very appropriate to approach Krishna through Lord Chaitanya. So when you read Chaitanya Charitamrita, and now we're hearing about the ecstasies of Lord Chaitanya, those ecstasies are in relation to Krishna. So you're approaching Krishna through Lord Chaitanya, even though Lord Chaitanya is Krishna. This is the most efficient way in the age of Kali. And of course, Lord Chaitanya is in the ecstatic mood of Srimati Radharani. So all of Krishna Leela can become known to you through Lord Chaitanya. Actually, there's no other way you can enter into Krishna Leela except through Lord Chaitanya. So those, since you're all so involved in distributing Krishna consciousness to others, through preaching, cultivating, distributing, you should regularly invigorate yourself with Chaitanya Charitamrita, as Srila Prabhupada did on his first trip from India to the USA, and he experienced heart attacks. And Chaitanya Charitamrita is his nectarian soul. You get, so to speak, it's double. You get Krishna through Lord Chaitanya, who's also Krishna. So just things become very condensed. Sandrana, concentrated bliss. Sometimes when I'm reading Chaitanya Charitamrita, I put it down and just pace the floor like, what am I going to do? This is so wonderful. That happened to any of you? It's just too much. This is transcendental bliss. So ecstatic you don't know what to do with yourself. You just start walking around like this. Bhakti is like that. I remember when I was in Kazakhstan a few months ago. I got Brother Bibi Govinda Maharaj, Bhakti Brinda Govinda Maharaj. She's one of the world famous cooks. And Kirtan leaders. We trained all the devotees how to cook sweets, especially for the pleasure of Srimati Radharani. So I remember I took one of those sweets. After a few minutes, I just didn't know where I was. The next 4 hours, I was just wandering around. Just, is this day or night, or where am I? This is the power of bhakti. Everyone wants an absorbing experience. That's what you all actually crave, is absorption. Maya's inviting you. Raja Guna is absorbing. Nice, steamy Raja Guna absorption. Nothing can compare to Krishna conscious absorption. Lord Chaitanya is personally demonstrating that. And here, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami is saying that the uncommon bodily transformations that Lord Chaitanya demonstrated haven't been witnessed anywhere else, nor has anyone read of them in the revealed scriptures. Their ecstasies are not even described in the Shastras, and they are inconceivable to common men. Therefore, people in general do not believe in them. The scriptures describe the Ashtasattvika, the eight ecstatic symptoms, but Lord Chaitanya did that certainly and more than that. Raghunath Das Goswami lived continuously with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. I am simply recording whatever I've heard from him. Although common men do not believe in these pastimes, I believe in them totally. Raghunath Das was put under the care of Sukhdandar by Lord Chaitanya. And Raghunath Das memorized all the notes of Sukhdandar. He had recorded Lord Chaitanya's pastimes. And then Raghunath Das recited them to Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami. You see, at the time of Lord Chaitanya's disappearance and the disappearance of Sri Damodar Goswami, Raghunath Das was so overwhelmed in separation that he wanted to go to Govardhan Hill to the top and jump off and end his life by the separation. That's the standard way for saintly persons to end their life, jumping off the top of Govardhan Hill. The ordinary fools jump to the top of a bridge or something. The saintly person, they jump from the top of Govardhan Hill. Why? Because they want to escape the miseries of material life? No, it's a different thing altogether. They're feeling such separation. But before Raghunath Das did that, he talked to Rupa and Sanatana Goswami, and they told him, no, there are things you should be doing. So he didn't do it. Lord Chaitanya had given Raghunath Das Goswami a stone from Govardhan Hill. Lord Chaitanya kept it for 3 years. Someone had given it to him as a gift. A garland of conch shells and a stone from Govardhan Hill. And Lord Chaitanya would take that stone from Govardhan Hill and hold it to his heart, hold it to his eyes, put it on his head. In this way, showing that the stone from Govardhan Hill is non-different from Krishna. Lord Chaitanya would bathe the stone with his tears, because Lord Chaitanya is in the mood of Srimati Radharani, feeling separation from Krishna. And then after 3 years, Lord Chaitanya gave that stone from Govardhan to Raghunath Das, as well as the garland of conch shells. And Raghunath Das understood what this meant. It meant that Lord Chaitanya had given him shelter at Govardhan Hill, and also given him the service of Srimati Radharani, the garland of conch shells. It refers to the service of Srimati Radharani. So, Sukh Damodar set up Raghunath Das Goswami for serving Govardhan Srila. And Raghunath Das would see, as he worshipped, he would see Krishna in the stone. He would see the Son of Maharaj in the stone. One day, while Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was going to the sea to bathe, he suddenly saw a sand dune named Chataka Parvat. One thing I wanted to ask before we proceed. Now, how comfortable are devotees sitting on the floor in cross-legged position? Can you, all of you, can actually maintain that comfort for a while? Who can? Raise your hand. Just doing an informal survey. Who can't? Raise your hands higher. Can't. Cannot. Yeah. I think we probably have to get more into, if you want, especially to improve our chanting, we have to get more into some technology for comfortable sitting for concentrated chanting. You see, in India, people can naturally sit cross-legged for long periods of time. They can even sit in, what's that position where you squat on your haunches? What's that called?
It's on either the frog pose or the admin time pose.
You can demonstrate. Anyway, you seen them in India? They can just squat like that. Be comfortable. I can't do that. But they do it since birth. They don't have furniture in the house ruining their posture. So, I know a lot. I'm suspecting of one reason devotees can't concentrate as much when they're chanting a holy name is because they're just not in a comfortable position. So, we don't have bodies that are naturally used to sitting like that for long periods of time, unless you're doing yoga or teaching yoga, which I know some of you are. Who are our yoga teachers here? Who? Guruvani also? Mm-hmm. Only one teacher? Who's in training? Who's
coming?
Alright. Yeah, I've noticed unless devotees are teaching yoga and doing yoga, they cannot sit comfortably while chanting japa. They get restless. Now, the Buddhists, they have all sorts of meditation cushion technology worked out. Three different types of cushions, you know, all this kind of thing. They also make meditation benches, this and that. I'm wondering if that will actually help devotees. What do you think? You say yes? That could be a good yoga teacher. Good cushions are expensive, though. But if you keep them for life, I've had mine for years. So, made of kapok, K-A-P-O-K. That's some kind of material from Thailand. It's warmer here, of course, than in Christchurch. Some of the Thai devotees actually start to ache because it gets cold in the winter and we're on the floor, even if they have some thin mat. Take these things into account. I've been trying to find out where they make these cushions in New Zealand. We haven't found a place yet. Look in Australia. Otherwise, the USA is full of them, but they ship things all the way from there. It's also meditation benches they make. I want to experiment trying it to see if it really helps devotees. But I wonder sometimes maybe they're all sitting cross-legged on the floor just out of conformity, but I think it's not very comfortable really. What do you think?
Yeah, it sounds like a nice system.
You're a Hare Krishna, so you kind of sit out of that grin and bear. I mean, if each devotee would invest in one of these and take care of it properly, the one I have, I don't know if you've ever seen it.
The half
moon's up. Yeah. That costs about $40 or something. Yes. And someone put a cover, because it covered on it, so just a cover could be washed without any question. I'm thinking if we're really going to get into the holy name, especially I'm really pleased by so many of you have learned the habit of chanting all the rounds from beginning to end. Yes. Makes a big difference on the mind, doesn't it, Venus? You actually feel like a Hare Krishna. You notice, Carlos? Yeah. It's easy to kind of chant around and flit about and chant another round, but chant a few rounds and then do something else. And wow, distraction, great. So I think because our devotees have taken the chanting so nicely, we should try to get into the research, the technology of, you know, how to improve the situation of the chanting, since it's our life and soul. Yeah, each devotee had his or her meditation cushion or bench. Also, it may be possible, maybe a joiner could make a bench. Yeah, you could be a supporting business. They're not that difficult to make, you know. Basically, you have, I think, three pieces. The bench to sit on, and the two sides. And the whole thing is slightly inclined, so you're tilted towards the front. And then you just have to get cushions to put on top. Shouldn't be so difficult, right?
No.
I can get plans off the internet. You know, specifications there. You make them individually, or you mass produce the pieces or something? loose. Yeah. How would your mass produce the pieces?
Sorry, how would...
How would your mass produce it? Jigsaw or something? Cut several pieces at once, is that what jigsaw does?
Yeah. It's a rocket.
Mm-hmm. All right. So maybe there's hope. What do you think, Miller?
That's a good idea.
All right. Now let's enter into Chaitanya Lila. One day, while Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was going to the sea to bathe, he suddenly saw a sand dune named Chatakaparva. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu mistook the sand dune for Govardhan Hill and ran toward it. As he was running toward it, he recited that verse that we did yesterday. Antayam Ajir Abala Haridasa Vayo Yad Rama Krishna Charana Sparasha Pramodha Manam Tanoti Sahago Ganayastayoyat Pani Yasuyavasa Kandara Kun Kandamulai. Lord Chaitanya said, of all the devotees, this Govardhan Hill is the best. Oh, my friends, this hill supplies Krishna Balaram, as well as their cows and cowherd friends, with all kinds of necessities, water for drinking, very soft grass, caves, fruits, flowers, and vegetables. In this way, the hill offers respect to the Lord. Being touched by the lotus feet of Krishna and Balaram, Govardhan Hill appears very jubilant. Reciting this verse, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ran toward the sand dune as fast as the wind. Govinda, his servant, ran after him, but he could not approach him. First one devotee shouted loudly, and then a tumultuous uproar arose as all the devotees stood up and began to run after the Lord. Sukh Damodar Goswami, Jagadananda Pandit, Gadadhar Pandit, Ramai, Nandai, and Shankara Pandit are some of the devotees who ran after Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Paramananda Puri and Brahmananda Bharati also went toward the beach. They're older. And Bhagavanacharya, who was lame, followed them very slowly. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was running with the speed of the wind, but he suddenly became stunned in ecstasy and lost all strength to proceed further. Now you have the description of his ecstatic symptoms, never before seen in the world, not even described in the Shastras. The flesh at each of his pores erupted like pimples, and his bodily hairs, standing on end, appeared like kadamba flowers. Blood and perspiration flowed incessantly from every pore of his body, and he could not speak a word, but simply produced a gargling sound within his throat. The Lord's eyes filled and overflowed with unlimited tears, like the Ganges and Yamuna meeting in the sea. His entire body faded to the color of a white conch shell, and then he began to quiver like the waves in the ocean. While quivering in this way, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu fell down on the ground. Then Govinda approached him. Govinda sprinkled water from a karanga water pot all over the Lord's body. And then, taking his own outer garment, he began to fan Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. When Sri Damodar and the other devotees reached the spot and saw the condition of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they began to cry. All kinds of mental transformation were visible in the Lord's body. All eight kinds. All the devotees were struck with wonder to see such a sight. Purport. The eight ecstatic symptoms are the state of being stunned, perspiration, standing of the bodily hairs on end, faltering of the voice, trembling, fading of the body's color, tears, and devastation. Lord Chaitanya he showed all these ecstatic symptoms, Ashtas Africa, but to an extent never before seen in this world. The devotees loudly chanted the Hare Krishna mantra near Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and washed his body with cold water. After the devotees had been chanting for a long time, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu suddenly stood up and shouted, Hari Bol! When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu stood up, all the Vaishnavas loudly chanted, Hari! Hari! In great jubilation. The auspicious sound filled the air in all directions. Astonished, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu stood up and began looking here and there, trying to see something, but he could not catch sight of it. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw all the Vaishnavas, he returned to partial external consciousness and spoke to Srup Damodar. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Who has brought me here from Govardhan Hill? I was seeing Lord Krishna's pastimes, but now I cannot see them. Today, I went from here to Govardhan Hill to find out if Krishna was tending his cows there. I saw Lord Krishna climbing Govardhan Hill and playing his flute, surrounded on all sides by grazing cows. Hearing the vibration of Krishna's flute, Srimati Radharani and all her gopi friends came there to meet him. They were all very nicely dressed. When Krishna and Srimati Radharani entered a cave together, the other gopis asked him to pick some flowers. Just then, all of you made a tumultuous sound and carried me from there to this place. Why have you brought me here, causing me unnecessary pain? I had a chance to see Krishna's pastimes, but I could not see them. Saying this, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu began to weep. When all the Vaishnavas saw the Lord's condition, they also wept. Just by seeing the Chachakapara, the sand dune, the Jayanathpuri, Lord Chaitanya thought, this is Govardhan Hill. Erupted in transcendental ecstasy, and then became stunned. And while stunned, thinking of Govardhan Hill so intensely that he was there at Govardhan Hill. Just the power of bhakti. Krishna's everywhere, and by the bhakti of the devotee contacts Krishna. Smarana, remembrance of Krishna, is so powerful that it brings everything. So Lord Chaitanya had entered into Krishna Leela. Then the devotees brought him back to external consciousness. Just by chanting Hare Krishna, when your chanting increases in intensity, everything about Krishna comes to you. His form, his qualities, his pastimes. This is what Lord Chaitanya is demonstrating. He was so Krishna conscious that just by seeing the sand dune, he immediately thought, Govardhan Hill! And just thinking Govardhan Hill! And he was in Krishna Leela. At that time, Paramananda Puri and Brahmananda Bharati arrived. Seeing them, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became somewhat respectful because they are his elders, his spiritual elders. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu returned to complete external consciousness and immediately offered prayers to them. Then these two elderly gentlemen both embraced the Lord with loving affection. You'll always see this in Chaitanya Leela, the affection the devotees have for each other. Always serving each other, always encouraging each other. Chaitanya Charitamrita, as I said before, will teach you all good qualities, how to deal with devotees. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said to Puri Goswami and Brahmananda Bharati, Why had the two of you come so far? Puri Goswami replied, "Just to see your dancing." When he heard this, Sridhananda Mahaprabhu felt somewhat ashamed. Then he went to bathe in the sea with all the Vaishnavas. It's a prominent part of Chaitanya Lila, bathing in the sea with all the Vaishnavas. Soon, as it gets warmer, you'll be able to partake of that activity. When he heard, after bathing in the sea, Sridhananda Mahaprabhu returned to his residence with all the devotees. Then they all lunched on the remnants of food offered to Lord Jagannath. Thus I have described the transcendental ecstatic emotions of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Even Lord Brahma cannot describe their influence. In his book, Gauranga Stavakalpa Viksha, Srila Raghunath Das Goswami has very vividly described Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastime of running toward the Shataka Parva Sanjun. Recite this verse from Raghunath Das Goswami. You can all see it, or it's too small. Samipe nilajres chataka giri rajasya kalana ayego ste govardhana giri patim lokitam itaha vrajannasmit yukta pramada eva davanna vaditto ganai swargarango hridaya udayan mam madayati. Near Jagannath Puri is a great sand dune known as Chataka Parva. Seeing that hill, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "Oh, I shall go to the land of Braj to see Govardhan Hill." Then he began running madly towards it, and all the Vaishnavas ran after him. This scene awakens in my heart and maddens me. Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami continues, "Who can properly describe all the uncommon pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? They are all simply his play. I have briefly described them just to give an indication of his transcendental pastimes. Nevertheless, anyone who hears this will certainly attain the shelter of Lord Krishna's lotus feet." And then here's the usual ending by Kaviraj Goswami for every chapter. "Praying at the lotus feet of Sri Rupa and Sri Raghunath, always desiring their mercy, I, Krishnadas, narrate Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, following in their footsteps." Thus end the Bhakti Vanta Purpurs, the Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Anjali, the 14th chapter, describing Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's transcendental ecstatic symptoms and his mistaken Chataka Parvata for Govardhan Hill. You can imagine what would happen when a mundane scholar contacts Chaitanya Charitamrita. How can a mundane scholar understand these things? They have a few world experts in Chaitanya Charitamrita, they're mundane scholars. One passed away maybe 10 years ago. And he could tell you all about Chaitanya Charitamrita while chain smoking. "Well, this Bengali word means this." Of course, he couldn't understand Lord Chaitanya's personality, Lord Chaitanya's behavior. The scholars just take it as very wonderful literature. They recognize that the Bengali, the quality of the Bengali is exquisite. So Chaitanya Charitamrita is famous amongst mundane people for the language it's written in. But as far as Lord Chaitanya, who can understand this? His feelings of separation from Krishna, his taking up the mood of Srimati Radharani, is seeing a sand dune and running towards it. Govardhan Hill! I want to go to Govardhan Hill! And then entering into Krishna Leela by way of these powerful feelings of separation. What scholar can understand that? So the more you reach Chaitanya Charitamrita, the more you'll see that reality is quite different from what you've been thinking it is. All right, any questions? So you're all becoming so peacefully satisfied just by hearing the time of the time. That is my desire, that you'll increase the mercy you're getting from Lord Chaitanya. Then I'll feel I have some value. So please don't mind. Sometimes I'm very strict with you. Proceed. Come on, come on. Easiest thing would be not to say anything. Then you all, oh, he's so nice. He never says anything bad about us. He never chastises us. This is a nice Vaishnava. But the Shastra says it is the duty of spiritual master, it's the duty of parents to correct their dependents. I must say, it touches me greatly that so many of you respond so nicely to being corrected. That's your good fortune. Yes?
Elizabeth, you said read the Chaitanya Charitamrita, and I'm reading the Srimad Bhagavatam, so we mix it. I said, what would you think or what would you say that you read one day Srimad Bhagavatam, another day Chaitanya Charitamrita, just concentrate the person one?
What is your pleasure?
I like to listen to Chaitanya Charitamrita, but I thought it's maybe better first to read the Srimad Bhagavatam.
How much of Bhagavatam do you read?
I'm in the ninth canto.
I say you can read Chaitanya Charitamrita. By the time Prabhupada had given us the fifth canto, we had the whole Chaitanya Charitamrita. So whether you want to finish the Bhagavatam first and do it, or you want to do it simultaneously once you've gotten past, let's say, the fourth canto of Bhagavatam, it's okay. All right, thank you very much. I appreciate it. So we'll do our section.
Every day.